IPL and the Indianapolis Fire Department responded to reports of smoke coming from a manhole at North Street and Capitol Avenue about 6:50 Thursday morning. IPL Chief Engineer Mike Holtzclaw says a shorted underground supply cable was to blame for the fire that led to the explosion.
When those cables are short-circuiting, various gases are created, the main one being carbon monoxide, which turns out is actually a very explosive gas, and it only takes about 8 pounds per square inch of pressure to lift a manhole cover.
This is the second IPL-related underground explosion this week. A faulty termination chamber rocked Massachusetts Avenue Monday evening. IPL Vice President Joe Bentley says the two incidents are unrelated and that recent winter weather may have led to Thursday's explosion, although he couldn't say for sure.
Any contaminants that you have, like salt that adds to the water, will actually enhance that short circuit from the cables to ground. So we've had a lot of snow, and that can contribute.
About 400 customers were without service as of early afternoon, but IPL expected to have half of those customers' power restored by the end of the day. The remainder could be without IPL service longer, but the company plans to provide diesel-generated power until service is fully restored. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Christopher Ayers.